Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to let you know this program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. And I particularly want to thank Stephen, Sharon, and Susan so much for their support. We'll send along access to the premium site, as we do with all donations of $7 or more. You can support the show at support.greatdetectives.net through PayPal. And there's also a mailing address at that site. And we're going to go ahead now and get started with today's episode of The Saint. The original air date, September the 3rd of 1950. And the title is The Baseball Murder.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures, the Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor, Vincent Price, as The Saint.
Going to the ball game, huh, Mr. Templer? It's a great day for it. Didn't know you was fond of baseball. You fond of baseball, Mr. Templer?
Yes, indeed, Louis.
You know, I should have gone in for baseball instead of becoming a cab jockey. Grown men getting paid thousands of dollars for tossing a little ball around 2 hours a day. Can you beat it? Can you, Mr. Templer? I'm asking you, can you beat it?
Louis, I...
Baseball, you can't beat it. Now, I'd like to live in a town where they got major league ball. The Blue Sox here is all right, but it's minor league. You think we're going to get a big league ball in this town, Mr. Templer? I see you think we'll ever get big league ball, Mr. Templer.
You're kind of quiet today, Mr. Templer.
My silence, friend Louis, is purely comparative.
Oh. Well, since you're not feeling well, it's good you're taking the afternoon off. Been reading about the father and son of the Blue Sox, Lefty and Fulno?
They're rather interesting. Supposed to be the first time in baseball father and son have played on the same team.
Yeah, yeah. The old man just down from the majors and the kid on his way up. Old Lefty was great in his day, though, and the kid will be great, too.
They both playing today, Louie?
Neither one. Phil ain't doing a pitch till tomorrow, and the old man's got a game leg. Won't even be a uniform. That's what goes first in baseball, Mr. Temple, the legs. In my line of work...
I know.
Mr. Temple, you know something funny? There's rumors out about the Blue Sox.
What kind of rumors, Louie?
The rumors say the Sox are going to do business. Lose a ball game that maybe they should win.
Oh, nonsense, Louis. Baseball is honest. You know that.
Maybe so, but it's still got to be played by humans.
Hey, you'd better step on it, my cynical friend. We're late.
Sure, Mr. Templer. Most likely nothing to the rumors anyway. You know how it is driving a cab. You pick up all sorts of things. Me, it don't do no good to pick nothing up. I'm married. Hey. Did you hear that, Mr. Templer? I said, me, it don't do no good to pick nothing up.
I heard, Louis. I heard.
Pretty funny, huh?
Louis, take me out to the ball game. Hello, Lefty.
Thanks for coming, Saint. Sit down.
Thanks. I hope I'm not late.
No, the game won't start for another 10 minutes.
Oh. How's the leg, Lefty?
That's improving, Saint. How's crime?
It stays about the same, always with us.
Yeah, that it is, that it is.
Blue Sox gonna win today?
You know something, Saint? I don't much care. Oh, don't get me wrong. When I'm in there myself, I play to win. That's the only way I know. But after the majors, you don't get very excited over the Blue Sox.
I guess not.
Now, I'm just playing out the string. What comes after that, I don't know.
A manager's job?
No chance. I was too busy spending my money while the smart boys were learning the inside of the game. But I had fun, I guess.
Did you?
Nah. Saint, there's only one thing in baseball I care about. There's only one thing in the world I care about. He's sitting across the field in the dugout wearing number 33. My son.
I hear Phil's a great pitcher, Lefty.
He's good. He'll be great. He's going up next year. Maybe this. Here, take a look at him through the binoculars.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. He looks like you, Lefty.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Saint, I'm worried sick about him. That's why I asked you.
I know. That's why I'm here. What are you worried about?
Well, I think they're after him, Saint. The crowd with the dirty money's after him. I never handled any dirty money, but I've been around it and I can smell it. I can smell it now.
What does Phil say? Have you talked to him?
Oh, I can't talk to him. Maybe you read in the papers about our wonderful father and son relationship, huh? The kid hates me.
How come, Lefty?
He was brought up by his mother, and he was brought up to hate me. I got a divorce from her when the kid was 2 years old. I gave her a raw deal. He should hate me.
You say you smell dirty money. You have anything else to go on, Lefty?
Rumors. And a girl. No, I take that back. A woman. Hey, take another look through the glasses, Saint. She's sitting in a box behind Phil, bending over to talk to him. She's there every day.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Perhaps I should have taken that baseball.
Well, that's just it. Does a woman who's got what she has go for a 21-year-old kid just because he plays baseball good?
Ordinarily, no.
But she's got Phil hooked so hard and so deep, I hurt all over for her. He thinks it's romance.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. Not exactly. Saint, could you see if you could find out?
I can try. What's her name, Lefty?
Diane Courtney. She's staying at the Regent, same hotel the ball club puts up at. I happen to hear the kid making a cocktail date with her there for 6 this evening.
Good. You see if you can get him delayed a few minutes.
I will. Find out what she's trying to do, Saint. Find out who's in back of her. If they spoil that kid,
they won't. They won't, Lefty.
Thanks, Saint. And if there's anything I can ever do...
Don't worry about it. In fact, I'm looking forward to meeting Miss Courtney. I'm sure we'll have a lot in common. Baseball and... Well, we'll find something. You mind if I sit down here? The bar seems to be rather crowded.
Is it that crowded?
Matter of fact, it was crowded the minute you walked in.
Sit down. But I am waiting for someone.
He might be late.
That's very true, but he won't be.
So what are we drinking, martinis?
You say so.
Waiter, 2 martinis, extra dry.
Yes.
I see that you're a devotee of the national pastime.
That could very well be. Which national pastime?
I saw you at the ball game today.
Yes, I go every day.
Business or pleasure?
What's that supposed to mean?
Baseball is a business for some.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, waiter. Let's drink to pleasure.
Let's just drink. I found that you run out of toasts long before you run out of drinks.
A comment on human frailty.
Well, what is it you want, friend?
I appreciate your frankness. It's one of your concealed assets. I'd like some answers about Phil Miller.
Who are you?
Don't you know?
No.
I'm the man who wants the answers about Phil Miller. Shall I start asking questions?
Phil just came in. We can't talk now. Come up to my room in 15 minutes, 808. Will you? I need help. Believe me, I need help.
Say, I thought we had a date, Diana. Was I wrong?
My friend's just leaving, Phil. And I don't care for your tone.
I'm sorry, Diana. I just thought that...
Well, don't. Remember, I don't care for the jealousy routine. You're too young for it.
Yeah. Okay, Diana.
Well, it's been charming, but I had a cab waiting for...
I'll see you again.
Definitely. Yes, definitely, Diana.
Call you a cab, sir?
Oh, thank you. I have one waiting. Hey, here he is.
Where to, Mr. Templer?
Nowhere, Louis. I have a date in the hotel here in 15 minutes.
You got a friend?
I'm afraid not.
Just dreaming.
Louis, I'm not absolutely convinced about the purity of the lady's intentions.
This is a cause for complaint?
And you misinterpret. Come up to room 808, 10 minutes or so after I go up and knock on the door.
I get you.
But if I shouldn't happen to need a cab at that particular time...
I'm ahead of you. There's times in everybody's life when the least thing he needs is a taxi.
Louis, I've spoken like a philosopher.
Oh, come Come in quickly. Someone may see
Someone's
you.
Someone's already seen him.
Frank.
Go ahead in, Jack. And I'm right behind you with something that resents any quick moves.
You sneak up behind people pretty quietly, Frank.
Used to be in a girl guides. Shut the door, Diane. Shut it. Now, my nosy friend here and me has business.
I didn't tell the saint anything, Frank. I just...
The boss don't like nosy guys like the saint. I don't like nosy guys like the saint.
Let him alone, Frankie. What good will beating him up to?
The boss's orders. Besides, my analyst tells me beating up nosy guys I don't like is a good way of working out my aggressions.
Your analyst?
What's the matter? I can't get analyzed.
What does your analyst say about you carrying a gun? Didn't he point out this is an artificial prop to your otherwise charming personality?
Oh, you could. My analyst says I shouldn't get insulted at remarks by neurotics.
You think I'm a neurotic?
You ain't now, Jack. You will be when I finish.
Frank!
Oh, don't fall down yet, Sid. I got more for you before I let it go. How do you work that?
Stop it, Frank! Okay.
Darn it, I shouldn't have got mad. My analyst says I shouldn't let my emotions color my business life.
Mr. Temple.
Oh, Lordy.
Mr. Temple, you all right? Should I call a doctor?
No. I'm all right. I guess.
What happened, Mr. Temple? I knocked on the door just like you said. When nobody answered, I'd come in. You was on the floor. You're still on the floor.
Yeah, and I think I'll stay here. Ooh. Got myself worked over, really, by a psychoanalytical muscle boy.
Oh, he sure gave you some beautiful lumps.
Yeah.
Real neat professional job. Hey, what's this business card in your chest, George?
No. Let's see. Frank, you must have put it there. This is part of the warning, I guess.
What's it say?
It says the fixer. I fix anything.
He ain't what you'd call modest, is he?
No, but fixers rarely are.
Look, I think we better have a doctor spray you with some liqueur chrome.
No, Louie, I'm going to be too busy.
Doing what?
Sleeping. Hello.
Saint, this is Lefty Miller.
Hello, Lefty. What time is it?
Midnight. You asleep?
I went to bed early tonight. Had a rather trying evening.
Look, I've been finding out things. Things about the crowd with the dirty money. Knew the head of it is.
You mean who the fixer is?
Yeah. I found out what they're trying to get from the kid. From Phil. Can you meet me here at the hotel?
Half an hour.
Good. In the bar. I'm going after some more dope now.
You better wait until I get there, Lefty. They're rough boys.
I know. But don't worry about me. See you in half an hour.
The waiter, another Johnny Walker over ice, please.
Yes?
Thanks.
Look, you're Simon Temple, aren't you? The one they call the saint?
Sit down, Phil.
I'm not sitting down. Got some things to tell you. I've heard that you've been asking questions about me, and I can guess who sent you. It was my father.
Look, isn't it kind of late for you, Phil? You're supposed to pitch tomorrow.
I don't need anybody to run my life for me. You or my father either. Where is he?
Well, I was to meet him here, but he hasn't shown up yet.
Most likely up in his room. All right, come on, let's go up and see him. I want to straighten you both out together.
You know what room he's in?
Sure. 908.
Right,
come
with
on.
You, Phil. Waiter.
Yes?
Hold that drink for me. I'll be back for it sooner or later.
Hey, Dad. Open up. I want to talk to you.
Doesn't look like your father is in. Try the door.
It's open. What? But there's no... Dad.
Dad. It's open up. Look, I told you not to look.
He shot himself. Why? Why?
He's dead, Phil, and there's a gun in his hand, but he didn't pull the trigger.
What are you trying to prove?
Who did?
Where to, Mr. Templer?
Regent Hotel, Lillian. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, I read in the papers this morning about Lefty Miller. Oh, come. Why do you think he did it, Mr. Temple?
He didn't. The police can buy the suicide theory for the time being, but it was murder, Louie.
The
A friend of mine was murdered last night, and today things are going to be done about it.
What are you going to do with the Regent?
I'm going back to the young lady's room where I had such an interesting time last evening.
This time I better go with you.
Yeah, perhaps you'd better, Louis. And I'm hiring you for the whole afternoon. We've got a lot of ground to cover.
Lefty was a great ball player, Mr. Templer. Seen him in the World Series once at Yankee Stadium. Hard to believe he's dead.
A man can be killed in a lot of ways, Louis. He can be killed fast, or he can be killed through what happens to his son. I'm glad at least that didn't happen to Lefty.
You sure nobody is in?
I called on the house phone before we came up. I think this key will fit.
Hey, how did you get a key?
I remember to make an impression of the lock after that beating last evening. There. There we are in.
Nobody here, all right?
Shut the door, Louis, and lock it.
Okay. What are you looking for, Mr. Templer?
The truth, Louis. As my friend Philip Marlowe would say, crime detection is an adventure in search of the hidden truth.
Gonna find the hidden truth looking out that window on the fire escape?
Perhaps, Louis, perhaps.
Mr. Templer, somebody's at the door.
Right, Louis. I'll handle this. If I need help,
You need help, we're in trouble.
Good morning, Miss Courtney.
Hey, what are you doing
here? Come in, Diane. Miss Courtney, my good friend Louis.
Oh, charmed. You want I should leave, Mr. Temple?
No, we'll both be leaving in a minute, Louis. Just as soon as we ask Miss Courtney some questions, she probably won't answer.
What questions?
Like who killed Lefty Miller?
I don't know. I thought it was suicide.
You see, Louis? Who's the fixer, Diane?
I can't tell you. I'm afraid. Say, if you'd believe me, if you'd help me.
Why are you working on Phil Miller to throw a ball game? Why?
I can't tell you. I'm frightened.
Look, I don't care how frightened you are. A man's been killed. Why?
I can't. I'm afraid.
The lady's afraid. Come on, Louis. Let's go back to the ballpark and see if we can throw a few curves. Mr. Bullish, as manager of the Blue Sox, you must have known Lefty Miller fairly well.
Not well, no. I manage the team, but you don't manage an old pro like Lefty. You just tell him what time the game is, and he does the rest.
Yes.
From what I saw of him, no, he was a good guy. I'm sorry.
How's Phil taking it?
It's hard to tell about kids. He and Lefty weren't close. Well, maybe you knew that.
Yes, I knew that.
But it's hard to tell just how he was taking it. Tonight's his turn to pitch, and I told him, of course, I'd start somebody else, but no.
He's going to pitch tonight?
Insisted on it. Said he had it. He'll pitch.
You think he should?
Well, he's the best we got. And I might get a phone call tomorrow telling me he's sold to the major leagues. Anytime he wants to pitch, he'll pitch.
Mr. Bush, have you heard any rumors about a fix on your ball club?
Oh, Mr. Templer, there's always rumors around any kind of sport. I've never been in a phony ball game, and as far as I know, I've never seen one. So, I don't listen to rumors.
Thanks, Mr. Bush, and good luck tonight. To you and Phil both.
Where to now, Mr. Templer?
I want to go see a bookmaker, Louis. Sam the Spender. Do you know him?
Sure, I know him. Biggest bookie in town. Place down on State Street, only a block or two down the street. Got something good in Hollywood Park?
No, Louis.
You want something good?
Thanks, but no, this is different. I did a favor for Sam once. He might be able to return it.
Sam returns anything but money. One time I had a three-horse parley going against him. First two come in, the third is leading into the street.
Hey, Louis, isn't this the place?
What? Oh, yeah, you're sure.
Wait for me here, Louis. It won't be long.
Sure, Mr. Temple.
Hello, Sam. How's business?
Simon Templer, glad to see you. What can I do for you?
Information, Sam.
We shall go no further than
Simon Templer.
We in business.
Say, do you handle any baseball money, Sam?
Nah. In the East, it's big business. All bet on the major leagues. Out here, peanuts.
Have you handled or heard of any bets lately on the Blue Sox or against them?
Against them, yeah. Only yesterday. Funny deal, too.
Care to tell me about it?
Yeah, sure. A big creep comes in with $200 to bet against the Sox in a game tonight. I don't like the smell of it. Nah. I tell him, nah. And the creep tells me what's wrong with me is that I had an emotionally insecure childhood. Honestly.
Go on, Sam.
Then he does a funny thing. He give me an extra $200 to pay you up if you win the bet. Imagine that. And if the Sox win, I get to keep the whole $400. The guy's nuts. I can't lose. The best he can do is break even.
Where's the payoff, Sam, if the Sox lose?
In room 808, the Regent, tonight after the game. Do you get it, Sam?
I'm beginning to. Lefty Miller was right. Dirty money has a smell to it, and I'm beginning to smell it. Thanks, Sam.
Anytime, Saint. See you soon?
Maybe tonight.
Tonight? I hope so, Saint.
Nothing personal, Sam, but I hope not. Good evening, Diane.
Well, it's our old friend, Jack.
How are you, Frankie?
What is this room, Mr. Templer? Your home away from home?
Diane, let me throw the bum out.
Easy, Frankie. Your aggressions are showing.
Anything in particular you wanted, Saint? Frankie and I are busy.
Yeah, I can see that. Busy packing. Too busy to go to the ball game tonight. Or did you know beforehand how it would come out?
Let me throw the bum out. I hate schizophrenics.
But he looks like such an interesting one, Frankie. And he's handsome, too.
My Diane, you're not so frightened as you were.
Why?
It's all right. I won't tell the boss.
Jack, you better get out of here. It ain't healthy. What's your trouble? You got a compulsion or something?
No, it's just that when I start out on something, I like to be in on the payoff, and tonight's the payoff. The game should be over by now, and the people will be arriving. I'll be the host of our little party.
You'll be host for a party of one in a wood box, Jack. Diane, shall I... Diane!
It's the kids. Don't let him in, Frankie.
Come in, Phil.
Hello, sweetie.
Hello, Diane. Frankie?
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Templer.
Hello, Phil.
Ball game over, honey?
Yeah, it's over.
How you feel?
Dirty.
Oh, don't feel bad about it, sweetie. In a week or two, you'll forget all about it.
Sit down, Phil. I've taken over the party. Let's all find out what games we've been playing.
Diane, I'm getting an awful frustration listening to him.
Let him talk.
Thank you. Phil.
Yes, Mr. Templer?
What line did Diane use to get you to throw the game tonight? The fixer had something on her she was afraid of him? Something would happen to her if you didn't do as he wanted? No, it doesn't matter. You know the real reason?
Go on. Tell him, Jack.
I will, Frankie. It was a trap for you, Phil. This outfit is big and smart. They're willing to make an investment and wait a while to cash in. It's too tough to get next to a major league player. You'll be up there this year or next. And when you get there, you'll do what the fixer tells you, because there's a club over your head.
Yeah?
Yeah. A certain payoff you took in a hotel room at the Regent for throwing a game with the Blue Sox. You understand that?
I understand.
Your father found out about it. He had the room right over this one, 908, and he listened on the fire escape. He was seen from in here, and he was killed. Then they took him back up the fire escape to his room and rigged the suicide. But they forgot to wash all the blood off the iron outside this window.
You're going to listen to him, kid? He's an erratic.
Diane, aren't you going to say something?
I didn't have anything to do with it, honey. It was the fixer who did it.
Yeah, I believed in the fixer, too, at first, Diane, until I came to your room the first time. Down the bar, you said you didn't know me. Up here, you told Frankie I was the saint. You made other slips tonight.
No?
So I know who the fixer is.
Who is he?
You mean, who is she? Fixer is a very beautiful woman, Diane. The fixer is you.
What is this, a filibuster or something?
Let's assume you're right, Mr. Templer. Where does it get you? Where does it change things?
I'm turning you over to the police, and Frankie can hardly shoot both Phil and myself.
He won't have to, just you.
Yeah.
You underestimate me, Saint. We should have had more time alone together. Phil will do whatever I tell him in spite of what's happened. Won't you, sweetie?
Will you, Phil?
Diane,
I... See? I made sure of Phil, Saint. I made sure of him first. He'll crawl on his hands and knees if I tell him to. Because if he doesn't, I might stop being nice to him. And he couldn't stand that.
You should have thought of that, Saint. They got a mental block or something.
Finish with Mr. Templer, Frank. We've got to finish packing.
This gun says get over to the window, Saint. This time there won't be no blood in the fire escape. Just a lot on the sidewalk.
Pretty messy that way, Frankie. Your subconscious will hate you.
I won't look down. No. You going over to the window quiet?
Phil, sit down.
Stand back, kid. I ain't playing with this thing.
Phil, I told you to sit down.
Watch out, Phil. He's going to...
You killed my father. You...
Give me that gun, Frank. I'll break your wrist.
I'll kill you.
No, you won't, Frank. You think what your analyst would say. And this makes this even.
Oh, Frank.
Phil, how bad is it?
Not bad. Just my arm. but not my pitching, huh?
Oh, God.
Why, you...
Diane, stand still. Better go for the police, Phil. Can you make it?
Yeah, I can make it.
And Phil, thanks. What you did makes up for the game. We'll figure out that later.
About Dad, Saint.
He did all he could to protect you, Phil.
Yeah, he did like me then.
More than anything else, he told me. You better leave. I want you out of here before that bookie shows up to pay off.
Mr. Templer, he won't be showing up. I didn't lose the game tonight.
Tell me more, Phil.
I pitched a 3-hit shutout. I figured it was the least I could do for Lefty.
The kid's gonna be all right, Mr. Temple?
Sure, we'll be all right, definitely.
You know, I can't blame him for getting tangled up with that Diane. Now, there is real AIDS in the woods, stuff.
She won't be quite as attractive when she gets out, Louie. 20 years does something to a woman.
Should have seen what it done to my wife if she was no prize to begin with. What do you think was wrong with Diane, Mr. Temple? An emotionally insecure childhood?
You've been talking to Frankie. I think Diane felt an urge to corrupt, Louie, to feel power. Revenge, perhaps, for something hidden in her past. It might have been her childhood. Might have been society. So, now society exacts further toll. 20 years. I feel like a drink, Louie.
Where to, Mr. Templer?
Back to the Regent. I've got a scotch waiting for me at the bar.
You have been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. And now here is our star, Vincent Price.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most priceless gift which a community can give its children is a fine education. Here in America, your parents have been able to take that education pretty well for granted. But that won't be true of the future unless we plan now to cope with the educational problems of the future. There are going to be lots of them, we know that for sure. Because of the increased birth rate during and since the war, an extra 7 million children are going to be enrolling in our public schools. And the way things stand, our schools just aren't ready to handle them. The problem varies from district to district, but it's always a problem of shortages. In some localities, there aren't enough classrooms, and in others, not enough books and equipment. And overall, we're suffering from a shortage of teachers. In order to meet the challenge and make sure that our youngsters will get the education they deserve, we'll have to lay down an educational blueprint for the years ahead. Our local school boards are doing that right now, but they can't do it alone. They need everyone's efforts to build a stronger educational system. If you wish to help, simply contact your local school board. And for further information, write to the National Citizens Commission for the Public Schools, New York, New York. That's the National Citizens Commission for the Public Schools, New York, New York. Good citizens everywhere are helping, for they know that better schools make better communities. This is Vincent Price inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
Of The Saint was written by Dick Powell. Our cast tonight included Gloria Blondell, Jack Boyle, Hal March, Ed Matz, Bob Clark, and Larry Dobkin. The music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Sapir production and is directed by Helen Matz. Vincent Price is soon to be seen co-starring in RKO's production of His Kind of Woman. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that The Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer, Val Brown. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. There's fine entertainment on Theater Guild on the Air, returning next Sunday on NBC. This weekend, 400 Americans have a holiday date with death. Stay off the list. Be careful. Next, Sam Spade, then hear Catherine Grayson on NBC.
Welcome back. I have to say, I really enjoyed this script. And for me, what sold it was just the emotional weight of Lefty. Jack Moyles only had that one scene as Lefty, but it was very well done, and it established the tone, you know, the serious part of it, and there was just some great comedy worked in throughout. So I found this really just a very strongly enjoyable story, and I hope you liked it as much as I did. And I will apologize, I do have a bit of a cold thing I'm getting over, so my voice sounds a bit weird. We do just have one brief listener comment, and I've gotten some of these on shows that we posted so long ago, a lot of people wouldn't notice anything about it unless I went into some detail. But this one's kind of interesting. It's on an episode of Candy Matson. What an odd coincidence. I'd never heard the name Nona before. And now with both this and yesterday's Barry Craig, I've heard it twice. Well, Nona's not as a quite a popular name these days, but if you're looking for an unusual name or perhaps a name we should bring back, well, there you go. All right, well, thanks so much. That will do it for today. We will be back tomorrow with Crime and Peter Chambers, and then join us back here next Monday for another episode of The Saint. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.